Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant proposal to increase the number of seats in the Lok Sabha from 543 to 850 has been introduced by the government, marking the first major expansion since the 1970s. First, let's understand the background to this development. India's Lok Sabha currently has 543 elected seats, a number that has been frozen since 1977 under the 42nd Constitutional Amendment. This freeze was originally introduced to prevent states that had successfully controlled population growth from being penalized relative to states with higher fertility rates. The freeze was extended to 2001 and then again to 2026 by the 84th Constitutional Amendment in 2001. Now, with 2026 arriving, the constitutional window for delimitation has opened, and the proposed bill seeks to use this opportunity to expand the Lok Sabha. What makes this significant is that the proposed expansion is based on 2011 census data, which is the most recent available baseline. The 2021 census was delayed due to COVID-19 and has not yet been published as of 2026. The government is using 2011 census data, which is constitutionally permissible, as the constitution requires delimitation based on the last preceding census figures that have been published. Building on this, the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill has key provisions that need to be understood. The bill must amend Article 81 of the Constitution, which currently sets the limit of elected members in the Lok Sabha at 550. The proposed amendment seeks to raise this ceiling to 850. Crucially, Article 82 of the Constitution provides the constitutional basis for the delimitation process, requiring Parliament to readjust the allocation of seats and division of each state into territorial constituencies after each census. It is worth pausing here to note that the delimitation process is conducted by a statutory body known as the Delimitation Commission, which is headed by a retired Supreme Court judge and includes the Election Commission of India and state election commissioners. The key principle guiding the delimitation process is that seats are allocated proportionally to population, so states with larger populations get more seats. Now, let us turn to the historical context of delimitation commissions. No delimitation occurred after the 1981, 1991, or 2001 censuses due to the freeze. The most politically contentious aspect of the expansion is how the additional seats will be distributed across states. This has led to a north-south divide controversy, as population-based seat allocation rewards states with higher population growth and penalizes states that have better managed fertility. The core problem is that northern states, such as Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, and Rajasthan, have higher total fertility rates than southern states, such as Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, and Telangana. Under the 2011 census-based delimitation, northern states are likely to gain seats, while southern states are likely to lose their relative share or gain fewer seats than their population contribution deserves. This has triggered sharp political opposition from southern chief ministers and parties, who call it demographic punishment for successful family planning. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the connection to the Women's Reservation Act, which provides for 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. However, this reservation will not come into effect until after the next delimitation exercise. The 131st Amendment Bill and the Delimitation Bill are therefore essential prerequisites for the Women's Reservation Act to actually function. Critics argue that this linkage effectively delays women's reservation by years, as delimitation is a complex and politically contentious process. So what exactly changed? The expansion of the Lok Sabha also affects the composition of the Rajya Sabha. The Rajya Sabha has a fixed ceiling of 250 members, and with the Lok Sabha expanding to 850, the Lok Sabha-Rajya Sabha ratio shifts, weakening the upper house's relative check on the lower house. Some constitutional scholars argue that a truly proportional parliament may also require expanding the Rajya Sabha, though no such proposal has been introduced alongside the current bills. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Lok Sabha currently has 543 elected seats, and the proposed expansion seeks to increase this number to 850. The delimitation process is based on the 2011 census data, and the Delimitation Commission is a statutory body headed by a retired Supreme Court judge. The key principle guiding the delimitation process is that seats are allocated proportionally to population. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the Polity and Governance section of the UPSC syllabus, and understanding the constitutional framework, the delimitation process, and the implications of the proposed expansion is crucial for answering questions related to this topic. In conclusion, the proposed expansion of the Lok Sabha to 850 seats has significant implications for the representation of states, the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act, and the balance of power between the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. This development highlights the ongoing evolution of India's constitutional framework and the need for a nuanced understanding of the complex relationships between population, representation, and governance.